Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Killing Sacred Cows was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Brothers and sisters, words are important. And Jesus is saying, you want faith so that you can just talk to a fig tree and it dies and you never touch it, you don't do any. Would you like your words to just say, you're healed, and people instantly get healed? Speak to cancer and say, you're dead in the name of Jesus, and boom, cancer's instantly dead. Most people would like that results, but you aren't going to get it unless you start putting an emphasis on words and recognize that, man, every word that comes out of your mouth is releasing life or death. Man, that's important. Like I said, I could minister on this for a lot more time than what I'm doing. Let me point out one other thing that is crucial in this verse. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You have to say to the mountain. You have to talk to the mountain. It's not only crucial that you use words, but it's crucial who you talk to. And here is one of the main points that I was wanting to get across tonight. Some of these religious traditions that make the word of none effect, we have not been taught the authority that a believer has. We've been taught that we are nothing, that without Jesus we are nothing, we can do nothing, and that's true. But we aren't without Jesus. We haven't been taught our position in Christ. And so the average person is, oh God, would you please heal me? If it be your will, pretty please, for Jesus' sake. And then we talk about, oh God, the doctors have said, and we start playing on his mercies and let him know how bad it is. Maybe he will feel more disposed. We get other people to whine and cry and ask God to heal us, thinking that that will motivate him. God's already healed every person. By his stripes, we were healed. Grace has already provided it. You don't even need to ask God for healing. By his stripes, you were healed. This says, whosoever will say unto the mountain. That's talking about your problem. Don't talk to God about your sickness. Talk to your sickness about God. And you know what this is implying? That you have to understand you have authority. In other words, instead of, oh God, I'm nothing. I'm nobody. Oh God, I'm powerless. This is cancer. I have no power against cancer. All of that's wrong. It would be correct if all you're doing is talking about you as a physical person, but you aren't just physical. You're born again and in the Spirit. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives on the inside of you, and you are not powerless. For you to approach these finances as, oh God, look at the situation. I've lost my job. I'm powerless. God gave you power to get wealth, Deuteronomy 8:18. And if you would get out of your unbelief and out of your pity and quit operating in fear and listening to the doubt and the death that the world is speaking and stand up and say, whatever I set this hand unto is going to prosper. And go out and just lay it to something. Amen? Do something. If you would get into faith, God has already given you anointing. It is absolutely wrong for you to approach your finances like I'm powerless. Oh God, would somebody please give me a handout? Man, you are the one that has the power and the anointing of God. And you need to quit approaching God as, oh God, I can do nothing. Would you please me? Would you stretch forth your hand? Would you do this? It's not God's turn to do it. God has already provided it. He's put the raising from the dead power on the inside of you. Ephesians 1:19. It's already there. Now, take your authority and speak to your problem, believing that God has already done it. He's put this power on the inside. And it's not time for you to ask God for some. It's time for you to believe what God has done and take your authority and command your situation to change. Talk to it. Talk to things. Talk to fig trees. That's what Jesus did. And if you read the 14th verse, it says he answered the fig tree and said, you know, that means that the fig tree had already talked to him. The fig tree had said, I've got figs because it had leaves. It was communicating something. Did you know things will talk to you? Your checkbook will talk to you. Your checkbook will say, well, the word doesn't work. You're broke. Amen. Look at all this red ink in here. It didn't work. Anything that talks to you, talk back to it. Talk to your checkbook. Talk to your wallet. Talk to your bills. Say, you're paid in the name of Jesus. Use your words and start speaking to things. But most Christians go and say, oh God, would you please do something about this bill? God says, I gave you power. I gave you authority. Take your authority. You speak to it. I know this is different than most people think, but that's the reason most of us aren't seeing better results. I'm telling you the truth. You may not like this, but it's like when you rub a cat the wrong way, you know, and their hair stands up. The way you solve that problem is you don't quit rubbing. You just turn the cat around. Amen. And you keep rubbing and all that hair will lay down. So if what I've said rubs you the wrong way, just repent. Amen. Turn around and this will go to feeling good. Praise the Lord. So you have to speak to the problem. That means that you understand God has already supplied it. You don't need to ask Him. He's put the power on the inside of you. And now you take that authority and you speak. The Scripture says in Matthew chapter 10, you heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Not very many Christians do that. Most Christians go and say, oh God, we ask you to heal this person. That's not what He told you to do. He told you to heal the person. And somebody says, I can't do that. In Acts chapter 3, I think I've already quoted this verse, but Peter and John were going into the temple and they saw the man who was lame from his mother's womb. And they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they talked to the problem. And they said, rise up and walk. And they grabbed him by the hand and lifted him up. They never did pray. They never asked God. They took the power. They believed that they had it. And they said, such as I have, give I unto you. There's not very many Christians that will do that today. I'd never say that. Well, obviously. That's the reason you're getting the real... Well, I don't have any healing power. Everybody knows it's not your power. It's God's power, but it's on the inside of you. You have authority, and you got to use it. Speak to the problem. Don't talk to God about your problem. Talk to your problem about God. Amen. You know, the classic example, some of you have heard me give this, but I go to Charlotte, North Carolina, every year with Pastor Dean Melton, and there was a woman who, I was staying at their house, and she saw my video about Nikki Oshinsky, who is miraculously healed. And when I got home one day, she was sitting there crying, and she says, I've got a friend who has those same symptoms as Nikki Oshinsky had. Would you pray with her? And I said, sure, I'll pray with her. And she said, well, she's on her way. She'll be here in 10 minutes. So anyway, this woman came in, and she had some disease that caused all of this terrible pain. She had had it for like 7-8 years. The doctor said she'd be dead 4 or 5 years before I met her. On a scale of 1 to 10, her pain was a constant 11. They gave her direct injections of morphine and stuff. And the only way that she survived, she had magnets taped all over her body. And then she had magnets sewn into a blanket. And she wrapped this blanket around her. And somehow or another, these electrical fields diminished the pain. And so she was a mess. She couldn't do anything. She had been nearly invalid for 3 or 4 years. And she came over. I started talking to her. She didn't believe hardly anything. She was Presbyterian. She believed God put this sickness on her to teach her something. And so the first thing I did is say, no, God didn't do that. And then she started saying, but God's getting glory out of it. And I said, no, God gets glory out of you being healed. And I just started counting her doctrine. And after about 20 minutes, I said, now I'm going to pray for you. And so I grabbed her hands, and she had pain all over her body. And I took authority and spoke to it and commanded that pain to leave and broke it and commanded the anointing to flow. And when I got through, I said, so do you have any pain? And she moved around. She took this blanket off and stood up, and she says, no, I don't have any pain. First time in like 7 or 9 years that she had been totally pain-free, and she was completely free of pain. And she says, but I've got a burning right here on my waist. Why isn't it gone? I said, I didn't talk to burning. You didn't tell me you had a burning. You said you had pain. So I prayed again and I rebuked burning and I commanded burning to leave. And she was free. So then I took these exact verses and I said, if you ever have another pain, it doesn't mean that you weren't healed. It's Satan knocking at the door. He has the power to bring a pain to you. And just because you have a pain doesn't mean that you lost your healing or that it's back. It's just Satan knocking at the door. And how are you going to respond? If you will do the same thing I did and speak to the problem and command pain and command burning to go, it'll leave. And he may knock a few times, but just don't give in and keep believing and it'll be over. So I taught her for about 20 minutes on this. And then as she got ready to go, when she put her hand on the doorknob, she stopped and she looked over at me and she says, "The burning is back." And I said, "Well, I've just been teaching you how to do this. And so I'm not going to pray for you. I want you to pray." And so we joined hands. And you got to remember, 45 minutes before this, this woman was a Presbyterian. So she prayed a pretty good prayer for a Presbyterian. She said, "Father, I thank you that it is your will to heal. That by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed. I thank you that I am healed. I claim my healing in Jesus' name." Sorry prayer. Some of you are thinking, what's wrong with that prayer? It won't get you healed. What she said was good. That it was God's will for her to be well. By her stripes, she was healed. I thank you. I claim. All of those are nice things to say, but it is not talking to the problem. She didn't take her authority. She didn't speak to the pain. She was confessing nice things, but she did not take her authority and use it. And so I knew she wasn't healed.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on killing sacred cows. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1063C or DVD series R3207D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-161 titled, "You Have the Power," when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
Once again, I'd like to encourage you to take advantage of what we call the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. This is actually my footnotes on over 9,000 verses in the Bible. It's in a Bible program. You get three versions of the Bible with that. You get four Bible dictionaries and commentaries, and mine is one of them. And the reason we call it a living commentary is because as I write footnotes every month, there are updates available. We have a sample of this on our website, so I'd like to direct you to that. You could actually check it out and see, and you could sign up right online. But check out the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. I think it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you.